You know, I've got a question for you, Jerome. What is Detroit going to do about its mayoral crisis? And catch me up. Where are we in this drama?
Well, pretty big drama coming up. Primary happening today, and we're going to talk about that a little later. Lots of candidates there. And also, a lot of questions about what's going to happen with the stimulus money that's coming to Detroit. And
these are all local political issues.
Yeah. And, oh, without a doubt. I mean, auto industry in bad shape. Lots of jobs being lost. We got to figure out how to make it work.
And, without a mayor right now, but that's going to change because of the primary that happens today.
That's right, because of the mayor and what's happening today. Right now, we're looking at how to do stimulus money. We've got Thaddeus McCotter, who's going to be talking about that with us as well. He voted against the stimulus package, and that's what I want to ask him about right now. Congressman McCotter, are you there on the line?
Yeah, hi.
Good to be with you. My first question is, we who are in Detroit know you pretty well and know you like to play Beatles songs on your guitar. Somehow I take it Taxman is not your favorite song.
Well, it's actually a very good, very good tune by Harrison, actually. I tend to agree with the underlying substance. What is it? There's one for you, 19 for me.
So what's behind your decision to oppose the stimulus bill?
Well, I think it was going to, in the long run, according to the CBO, do more harm than good. As you know, living in Michigan, our short terms are very short, and our long terms tend to be long in a recessed economy. Now, the problem that we have is some of the hope that was in the stimulus bill, such as deduction of interest off an auto loan, was somehow removed in the dead of night, and that's not going to help. Even the Free Press had a good article, I think, on Sunday, about how the stimulus bill is not going to help the auto industry. And when you go through my district and you talk to the manufacturers and you talk to the suppliers, these people are staring at bankruptcy in many ways, and this bill does nothing for them. And so we deserved a little better in Michigan than we got. Now that it's passed, we just have to make the best of it.
Now, you're the Republican congressman from Michigan's 11th district, for those of us who may not have known that. The question is, how are people in district responding to that? They're looking for some stimulus money, a way to turn things around. What are they saying to you about your vote?
Well, they didn't like it. It was a spontaneous grassroots movement against it, especially when they started to find out the things that weren't in there as pertains to the auto industry in particular. Now, again, we're faced with the situation in Detroit. Here's our best-case scenario as of today. Stimulus bill passes, $1 trillion with interest is spent. Our auto industry still hangs by a thread underneath a new auto task force, a couple of whom happen to drive American cars. Even in the best-case scenario, if that auto bridge loan is expanded, there are talking 50,000 jobs between Chrysler and GM being lost and plants being closed. Now, when you look at a stimulus in the short run and you look at that in the long run, if the auto industry goes under, why weren't more of the concerns addressed regarding the auto industry within the stimulus bill?
Hmm. That's an interesting point.
No hope that that's going to happen? I mean, how do you feel what the prospects of those bridge loans doing what need to happen?
Well, I don't like to prognosticate on it. We saw the last winter, you know, during the last days of the Bush administration, the irony of a president that was not considered particularly friendly to the auto industry having his Treasury Secretary approve the bridge loan. I think President Obama understands the need for a domestic auto industry. I think that people such as UAW President Ron Gettelfinger and the auto companies, by working together, putting forward a realistic restructuring plan, it's very painful for our area, for the working families, to survive, to have that industry survive for those that can stay in that industry. I think that they're going to look at it. I think we're going to see a process between the task force and the companies in the union go forward. I don't think the president went to the trouble of setting up this high-powered task force with so many of his officials if it was just going to be an up or down decision.
Now, you know, the area's got an unemployment rate of, 10.7%. People are looking for jobs. They've been losing jobs left and right in the auto industry. This money's coming into the district now, despite your opposition. What do you want to see happen with that money?
Well, I want to make sure that it does go to long-term infrastructure projects that will have a temporary spike in employment in the district and that has long-term sustainability. We don't want to see any projects that aren't worthy of the taxpayer support and that don't have long-term viability. We have very good local elected officials within my district. We have very good interest there for transparency, and I think you'll start to see a lot of water sewer projects probably come forward. But again, if you look at the unemployment rate in Michigan, you still have, and I was just with before we had to come out here Monday, a manufacturer that's done nothing wrong, had a customer go into bankruptcy. They're trying to get him to take 10 cents on the dollar, and he's got 95 people work for him and whose families depend on these jobs. And the stimulus bill will do nothing about that. And so in Michigan, we're going to see the case where our unemployment, especially when you look at the auto industry as a whole, could continue to go up, despite the fact that you have this temporary stimulus bill. And in the long run, with manufacturing, because they tend to be day-to-day, tend to be relatively cash poor, the real issue is getting the credit market going so they can expand to meet new markets and so that they can expand where potential competitors may have fallen away to get that new business in the door. And that's one of the biggest things that's hurting us. We're having little travesties every day where a shop will close because they couldn't get financing and they couldn't expand to meet new business.
Thanks very much, Representative Thaddeus Mercado, Republican Congressman from Michigan's 11th District. John?
Thanks.
That was the best explanation of sort of the issues facing local people trying to deal with the stimulus.
He hit the nail on the head. I was pretty impressed.
It's very hard. I mean, you know, I was worried that how does he explain this to his district that he opposes the money? But in fact, he has a really interesting targeted sense of where the money needs to go. I think that's probably what people are really interested in right now.
Yeah, that and how that money's going to wind up in their pockets.
You hear the beginning. And I was talking about the mayoral election at the top there, just torturing the heck out of you. I had no idea where I even was. I often get lost here in the studio. You'll notice that.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.